Today's daf is Nida daf Yud. We're going to start a Tet Amud Bet again. I just want to review the beginning of the Braita that we saw yesterday. It's about eight lines from the bottom of Tet Amud Bet. Tanu Rabbanan. Tinoket shelo igia zmana lirot. So we had two types of girls. We have one that haven't gotten to the age of menstruating, and others that have. So the first category is the one we're going to deal with right now. Tinoket shelo igia zmana lirot v'ra'ata. Pam rishona adayashata, shnia adayashata. Okay, once she sees, normally we would say in a girl who already is of menstruating age, once she sees the first time, obviously the first time we don't go retroactively, but the second time already we would. But if she hasn't yet reached the age where girls generally menstruate, then we're going to say she has to create a chazaka. How many times to create a chazaka? Normally we say three times. However, we're going to learn, and it's very famous stuff, Nida, there's a big machloket, Rebbe and Rashbag. Rebbe holds only two times. Now, actually, this sugya follows Rebbe. How do we know that? Because the first time dayashata, the second time dayashata, shlishi tarei kechol anashim mitamah me'eleit. Now, you might say, oh, that sounds like three chazaka. No, because after two, she's already created a chazaka that she sees blood. Therefore, when the third time comes, we go me'eleit. So it's actually, even though it sounds like three, right? It's really two, because the reason she's made la'ein and the third time she sees is because already after two, she's muchzeket now that she sees damim. Okay, if you look at the sheet I prepared today, you can see this in the sheet. Okay, I also charted out things to make it simpler. Okay, then the second part of this case is, so now we have this girl who's not yet of age, let's say she's a young girl, I don't know, let's just call her nine for just example, and she sees already three times, so now after the second time, she's already muhzeket that she sees damim, the third time she'll already go made late, we already retroactively invalidate her tavot. But now, what happens if avru ala shaloshonot? Now, what do we say? Generally, we talked about if you're menopausal and you see, you already don't have three times, right? But if you remember, Rabbi Eliezer had a unique shita that anybody who doesn't see three times, any woman, at that point, their next ri'iya will be dayashata, okay? So this girl, who now she's not even of age yet, avru ala shalosh shanot v'ra'ata, dayashata, okay, like anybody really. V'od avru ala shalosh shanot v'ra'ata, dayashata. Now, even though she already created a chazaka that she sees, she now has uprooted her chazaka, right? Because she doesn't see for three times, so she's now dayashata. Another time, she doesn't see for 3 months, she's dayashata. However, if od avru ala shalosh shanot, if now she sees, right? So she has three ri'iyot that are all, right? She's now going to see already the third time she sees after 90 days, basically. So again, what's going to happen? The second time she sees after a 90-day interval, she's already considered, again, just like the first case, she created her chazaka, that what? That it's not that she's not getting her period, it's that she has a very long interval in between periods. So now, on the third time this happens, she's already going to be mitamam eight late. Okay, that's the case that the beginning of today's shiur is going to be based on. So, now, here comes the big question. So now I'm skipping to the last line of this page. Amar mar, avru ala shalosh onot dayashata. Okay, so we're going back to that line. Shalosh onot past dayashata. So now, we're not at the end of that second case, we're at the beginning of it. So she sees three times regular, right? After two already, she's muhzeket that she sees blood. However, then she has three onot where she doesn't see blood at all. Now you have to remember, this is a girl who's young. She's not of age to get her period yet. So, hadar kachazia be'onot mai. If she now, after the 90-day interval, she sees blood, and what do we say? Dayashata, because like any woman is dayashata. However, now, instead of again having a break of three onot, she now sees after 30 days. Okay, this is the third chart on the page. So basically, we're saying in between. Okay, we're in the second case about the three onot, okay, rather than the first case, which was just the first three times she sees. But now, 3-0 note pass. But instead of the second time seeing and what happened the second time, well, she sees after 90, she's now Koveya Chazaka that she sees every 90 days. But instead, she sees after 30 days. So now the big question is, my. Okay, now in that one word, I'm going to have this is a big, long explanation. You can see Rashi is a very long Rashi over trying to explain this. It's quite complicated. Hopefully I have it clear enough I can simplify it. Our big question is, does she go back to being a regular, is she just like a regular woman at this point? Since she saw three times, even though she's, let's just take 9 years old as our example. And let's say the average girl is 12 when she gets her period. So this girl is 9. So this girl, once she sees three times, is she like a 12-year-old basically? And like a 12 plus? In which case, what does that mean? Well, then we're going to say, well, now she's just like a regular woman. So as soon as she doesn't see 3-0 note, and we hold like Rabbi Lazar who says, every woman who doesn't see 3-0 note, the first re is Dayashata, but the second time, already she goes made late because it was only the break of the 3-0 note by not seeing. So are we going to say that she's like a regular woman? Okay, in which case, her first re is Dayashata, but now that she sees after 30 days, she already immediately reverts back to made late. And it was only because in the case that we brought in that Braita, it was that she didn't see again for 3-0 note. And that's why she was Dayashata after the second slew of 90 days. But this case, she sees 30 days, so she reverts back. Or do we say no? Since she's so young, even though she saw three times, now that she didn't see after 3-0 note, we erase everything that happened until now. Okay, so her 90 days of not seeing makes her revert back to a girl who's never gotten her period before. In which case, now she saw one re after 90 days, right? Which then, right, the three, basically it goes like this. There's 3 months she doesn't see at all. That wipes clean everything else. So now we're starting from scratch. She has one 90 day, then one 30 day. Do we say at this point, after the 30 days pass, do we say the next re'iyah will be Dayashata? Will be made late. Because now she's already created a chazaka that she sees two times. So the third, now we go back to case number one. Pam Rishona, Pam Shniyah, and Pam Shlishit already is made late. Okay? So, you're ready for the big answer? Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Pam Rishona Ushniyah Dayashata, Shlishit Mitamame Leiru Mipkida Lipkida. Okay, what does this mean? You have to know what the Riyah, Pam Rishona and Pam Shniyah are. Okay, so for this I made a chart also, fourth chart on the page. So, Avru Alash Shalosh Onot, right, so far we're 4 words into the page, we already have 4 charts. The first Riyah is as I described it as we're doing the second reading. Now, what did I say according to the second reading? We basically erase everything, right? We're starting from here on in now. Okay, so we're starting at after the 3-0 note pass, the first re'iyah, we say, Dayashata, because she just had 3-0 note, which she didn't see, that everyone would agree with. The second re'iyah, after the 30 days, also Dayashata, okay? Which means that, what happens? We treat her, we wipe everything clean, we start again at this point, okay? The chart says this, right? She's now Dayashata, however, she's now created a chazaka that she sees blood, so the next time she sees, after 30 days, assuming, right, she's going to now be Matama Meleid, Umi Pkida Lepkida. Okay, that was the first question we got through. Now, the second question. Ve'od Avru Aleh, Shalosh Onot. So now, let's go back to the case. What did we do? We took that second shlav of what happened, right? Let's go back to the very first brayta we had. She sees 1, 2, 3, then she sees, right, she doesn't see for 3 months, she sees after 90 days. She doesn't see for 3 months, then she sees. She doesn't see for 3 months, then she sees. So, before we went back to the first time of not seeing for 3 months, and then she sees, and instead of having another 90-day interval, we said, what if there were 30 days? Now we're going to say, what if 30 days happened after the second not seeing for 30 days, for 90 days, for, 3 months intervals? So, Avru aleh shalosh onot b'ra'ata dayashata. Hada kachazya be'onot mai. Okay, so again, look at chart number 5 on the page. So she doesn't see for 3 months, and then she sees. She's dayashata. She doesn't see for another month, another 3 months, and then she sees. We say dayashata. Now at this point, right, she's now created a chazaka that she sees for 90 days. Okay, so now she's back to, she does see blood. So now the question is, if the next time, now what was the next time in the previous, right, in the first case we saw, the next time was she sees after 90 days. Well, then obviously she's mitama mei late because here she's seeing what she normally sees. However, in this case, she saw after 30 days. So now why would this be a question? So again, I kind of worded it in the sheet. Do we say that now that she sees after 30 instead of after 90, even though we just created a chazaka that she sees every 90 days, we're now basically saying that her nuts, the fact that she didn't see for 3 months and then saw, and then didn't see for 3 months and then saw, we thought that means because she has a 90-day cycle. But now that she saw after 30 days, it showed that what? She didn't really have a 90-day cycle. She was really mesuleket damim. She really wasn't seeing blood all those times. And therefore, if we treat that as mesuleket damim, then we're going to have to say what? She needs 2 more times to see in order to establish. So one time was at the end of the 90 days of the second cycle of not seeing. And now one is going to have to be this time she saw after 30, which means even though if she hadn't seen for 90 days and then she saw, we would say mei-lei, maybe this isn't mei-lei. Maybe this has to, again, this proves there really wasn't a chazaka of 90 days. This proves that she was really mesuleket damim, in which case we need the one riyah at the end of the second set of 90, right? We start again from here. And then we need another riyah after the 30. Now she can create a chazaka, but not until this is finished. Or do we say, no, and that's, right, and that would be basically saying we're kind of starting fresh. Or do we say that we actually treat her like a woman that's already, you know, had periods already, a regular cycle, and then had siluk damim, right? And if we treat her like a regular person, then we always say that what? After she doesn't see blood for 3 months, the first riyah is dayashata, but the next time she sees is already made late. So this would be the next time she sees already, and it would be made late. So again, do we treat her like she's unique because she's not of age yet? And then we'd say that proved she really was mesuleket damim, and we have to see 2 before we can establish that she does make it late. Or do we say no? This, right, she's just like a regular woman. Any regular woman, you don't see for 3 onot. Again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't see for 3 onot. We say, the first time you do see, you're dayashata. But the second time, of course, you're going to be made late. And then after the 30, she'd be made late. So what's the answer? Amarav Kahana, Amarav Gidol, Amarav. Pam Rishona, Dayashata. Okay, Pam Rishona, according to this, is the first time she sees after the second set of 90 days. Because again, the questions, the Rishona is always the first time she sees after the part that we're talking about, that we're questioning. Shnia mitama meileh, mipgida lepgida. So now we say, but the second time already, right, she's treated at this point like any other woman. Mane, okay, so now here comes a question. Mane, Rebihi. It sounds like this is all Rebbe. Why? Damar betray zimne havi chazaka, right? Because that's what I said in the beginning of today's shir, that this all follows Rebbe, who holds that after 2 times you already create a chazaka. But ema seifa, but look at the continuation of the braita. It says, avrua la shaloshonot vera'ata dayashata. Now that is Atan Rabbi Eliezer. Now notice they don't say Rebbe Rashbag. Rebbe Rashbag are the ones who had the machloket about the chazaka. But here we're saying, it says, if you don't see for 3 onot, you're dayashata. Now that goes by a unique opinion. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. That's how I said before, right? The other rabbi said, only if you're samuch lezikna'ta and you don't see for 3 onot, do we say you're dayashata. But if you're in the middle of the prime of your life and you're, you know, your regular cycles and all of a sudden you don't see for 3 months, we don't say all of a sudden you're mesuleket damim. Only Rabbi Eliezer holds that. So on the one hand, we're holding like Rebbe about the chazaka, and on the other hand, we're holding like Rabbi Eliezer about the dayashata for the person who doesn't see for 3 onot. So doesn't sound like it's such a terrible thing, but they say, and as maybe Rebbe holds like Rabbi Eliezer, so that's exactly what they're going to say. The chitim a Rebbe who, Ube onot, savar like a Rabbi Eliezer. And it's maybe this whole thing is Rabbi. And Rabbi holds like Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to onot, when this whole thing about not seeing for three onot. That wouldn't be so crazy. But it's a problem because, if you remember, we saw this previously. Umi savarla v'hala harshanis karka amar. Remember, Rabbi said there was a case and we held like Rabbi Eliezer, and then la harshanis kar, he said, oh yeah, well, we only did it because it was shadet chak. We don't really hold like Rabbi Eliezer. So he himself said we don't really hold like Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to say the Mishnah is Rabbi who holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Ela Rabbi Eliezer he ubevesto tzavar like a Rabbi. So, but what is the answer? The answer is we say Rabbi Eliezer is really the author of this Mishnah. And when it comes to vestot, when it comes to how many times does it take to establish that you have a regular cycle, then he holds like Rebbe about Chazaka. Okay, so you can't say Rebbe held like Rebbe Lezer, but you could say Rebbe Lezer held like Rebbe. Okay, next issue. Ketem Shebein Rishona Ushnia Tahor. Shebein Shnia Ushlishit. Okay, so before we even move on, let's just go back. So again, I brought the chart. If you're on the second side of my sheet, it'll help you. So now, again, we're back to this case of a Tinoket Shelo Igeaz Man Alirot. First part we saw was, forget about the 90 days right now, Pam Rishona, Tayashata, right? Pam Shnia, in a regular person whose mana would be, we'd say, Me'le'eit, but since she's not of age yet, we're not going to assume. We go backwards, right? We don't retroactively invalidate. We say Dayashata. And then Shlishit already, since we established a Chazaka already, that she sees from two times. So the third time she'll be Me'le'eit. So here comes another thing that could potentially happen in between. Okay, so if she sees a ketem, Shebein, she sees a spot, okay, not a flow of blood, but a spot. Shebein Rishona Ushnia. Okay, in between the first time she got her period and the second time she got her period, okay, we don't yet know she's going to have a period a second time, she sees a ketem. So we're going to call that Tahor, okay, because it's just this blood spot. We don't know where it came from. She's not Mukhzak to get her period yet, so therefore we're going to say it's Tahor. But after she already created a Chazaka of the second time, so Shebein Shnia Ushlishit, so what would you think? Well, she created a chazaka that she sees blood. So now she has a ketem. We're going to assume she's tameh. So what do we say? Chizki Amar tameh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tahor. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan says actually Tahor. Why? So Chizki Amar tameh. It's pretty obvious. Kevandi ilu chazia mitama. If she would have seen blood right now, she would have been mitameh lemafreya, right? Made late. Kitma nami tameh. So therefore her ketem is also going to be tameh. So you've created a chazaka. So once you've created a chazaka, your ketem is tameh. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tahor, why? Kevan de lo itchazka bedam, kitma nami lo matminana. Since, now this is weird. What do you mean lo itchazka bedam? We already said she's in the mitchazek, right? She's proven to have blood. But what do we say here? Since she hasn't yet gotten to the stage where she's bled and the bleeding has been, we're going to be metame yula mafreya because she hasn't yet seen the third time. It's very interesting. It's saying you have a chazaka after twice, but since you haven't actually seen blood that's going to make you retroactively invalidate your tuma, therefore we're going to be mekel on your ketamim. And basically you're not going to be. Okay, so now we're going to have a question on Chizkiya. So again, Chizkiya said she's tamer ketam. So Amar of Chilkiya Bartuve, wrong spot. Matkifla Rabbi Eli, b'chima ben zo lebetula, shedameha tehorim. So Rabbi Eli says, what's the difference between her and a betula? Okay, so now we're going to say like this. Okay, what does this have to do with a betula? So a betula is, right, a woman who gets married. There's actually three categories of women who can get married. You can get married before you're even of age to get your period. You can be married at an age when you're supposed to be getting your period, and you can be married at a later age. Right? Nowadays, most women get married at a later age, but in those days, they theoretically got married earlier. Now, there's a whole discussion about what happens generally, right? A betula gets married, so she sees blood from tearing the hymen. That blood is not nida blood. That's dam betulim. It's treated like dam of a makah, or machmiran, and treated like nida, but for right now, we're just going to be talking about dam betulim as if they're different from dam nida. So now, the question is, theoretically, if she tears her hymen, she could theoretically bleed from it more than once, right? As long as there's a a bit of an injury there, it could continually bleed. So there's a question about, depending on which category of woman you're in, I'm not going to get into this whole thing, we'll get into it in the Mishnah on Samach Dal and Amabet, but like how long can you assume it's Dam Betulim? Now, depending on which category of woman you're in that we described before, or girl, right, that's going to affect how many days we can assume the blood, any blood we see is still Dam Betulim. However, even within whatever time frame that is, if you see blood that doesn't look like Dam Betulim, okay, whether one can really distinguish or not is a good question, but let's assume. So if you could tell that the blood doesn't look like it, then we're going to say that's Dam Nida. Okay? But despite the fact that when we say that, your Dam will be Tameh, if you have a Ketem that looks different, we're going to assume it's Dam Betulim. We're going to be Mekel on your Ketem. So what do you see here? You see that we have a case where theoretically, if you were to see blood, you'd be Tameh, but because you saw a Ketem, it's not. So why here, if you were to see blood the third time, you'd be Tameh, and yet the Ketem, theoretically, should be Tahor, just like in Betulim. It's not exactly a perfect comparison, but that's the comparison he's making, and therefore he asks him. So, Amalei Rabbi Zeira, Zo Sirfa Matsoi, Vezo Ein Sirfa Matsoi. Okay, what does this mean? So, when it comes to the woman who just got married, there's an assumption that there's Dam Betulim there. So therefore, when she has a Ketem, we could attribute it to Dam Betulim, even if it looks a little different. Often blood looks different when it's on something rather than when it's coming out of your body. So we can easily attribute it to something. But this woman, in Sirfa Matsoi, she has no, where else would blood be coming from? And therefore, Chizkiya says, we're going to say her Ketem is Tameh because we can only assume that it's coming from her period, especially since she already created a chazaka that she menstruates. Amar Ula, new halacha. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadak. Not exactly new halacha, but yeah, this is a new halacha. So Ula says in the name that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadak, Tinoket shelo higiyaz mana lirot, again, the same category of woman. She's below menstruating age. V'ra'ata pam rishona ushnia. Okay, she sees blood twice. She's muchzeket now. Roka umidrasa bashuk tahor. Kitma nami tahor. Okay, he says two things. He says, number one, the rok, her spit, and things she steps on in the shuk are tahorim. Okay, now, what happened here? You have to explain a little more than what it says. She saw blood once. She saw blood twice. Both times she went to the mikvah. Okay, we're assuming she got out of it. Okay? At this point, she's muchzeket to get her period. However, since she's still underage, okay, there's an assumption, it's a weird assumption, but there's an assumption that if there's spit or something like that in the shuk, and we're not sure who it came from, we're going to be machmir and assume that it came from either a zav or a zava or a nida, whose spit, right, remember we talked about this, the liquids that come out of them are tameh. So therefore, we're generally machmir when it comes to seeing these things in the shuk. But in this case, since she's not yet of age to get her period, and you know, now I don't know how you know this, but you know, okay, you saw this girl spit, let's say, onto something, okay? And you say, oh, there's a girl who spit. I know she's gotten her period twice already. Okay, I don't know how you know this, but assuming you know that. But you don't know, does she have her period now? And I guess she's not around anymore to ask. So if it was a regular woman who normally menstruates, you have to assume she has her period and we're going to be machmir here. But this girl, because lo higiyaz mana lirot, we're going to be mekel, okay? And her ketem is nami tahor. Now, by the way, that halacha matches exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said previously, that the ketem bein shnia l'shlishit is tahor, right? So that would be this case. So this, now pay attention, Rabbi Yochanan said it in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadak. The first halacha, he said, is not connected to what we said, really. It's just about her midras and her rope. And the second is about her ketem is going to be tahor, which matches exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said against Chizkiya in the previous machloket. So, here comes Ula. Ula quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying the same Rabbi Yehud Tzadak, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadak, and says, "Velo yadana im didei im derabe." When he said the second line, "Kitma nami tahor," in other words, he said, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadak two things. But there's a way to read that. It depends how you punctuate it. You could say, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadak the first thing, and the second thing he said on his own. Okay, so Ula's saying, when I heard Rabbi Yochanan say this in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yehotzadak, it wasn't clear to me whether both statements were made in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yehotzadak or only the first one. Now, you're looking like, who cares, right? So, Lamai Nafkamina, what's the relevance, whether he said them both in his rabbi's name or the second one about the Ketem was in his own name? So the reason would be, Lemehavid Rav Shalachabim Kom Shnaim. If Chizkiah, if Rabbi Yochanan said it in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yehotzadak, then we know that Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's Tahor. And now we know that Rabbi Shimon Yehotzadak held that it was Tahor, and Chizkiah says it's Tameh. So we now have two against one. Okay? And if we have two against one, we know we're going to paskin like the two rather than the one. So therefore, if he said it in his own name about the Ketem, well, then we still are left with what we had before. Chizkiah said it, Rabbi Yochanan said it, and it's equal. Now, you have to wonder a little bit, because often when we play numbers games and say, well, we have two like this and one like that, if the two, one came from the other one, right? If Rabbi Yochanan learned it from his rabbi, that's really only one opinion. It's not exactly two different opinions. But the Gemara looks at it as if it's two opinions. Okay, so, what's the story? Ki ata ravim v'chol nechute yama. Most people say you get rid of the word yama here, because nechute yama means the people who came from the sea. Ravin was one of the nechute, not the nechute yama. The nechute were the people, nechot, is to go down. So nechute are the people who went down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and they brought the Torah of Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So it makes more sense to say that Ravin and all the nechute came. Amarua, so they brought the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, which was Rabbi Yochanan, right, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak. So he says, Amarua ki Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak. Okay, so the second thing was said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak, which would mean it's two against one. Amrav Chilkiah bar Tuvi. Okay, another halacha. Tinoket shelo igiyas mana lirot, afilu shofat kol shiva, ena ela ri'iyah achat. Remember what we said. She has to see two times in order to create a chazaka. What if she sees 7 days straight? That's considered one time. That's not two times. One ri'iyah, that's all one ri'iyah, even if it's set all 7 days. So now they say, afilu shofat, notice the words he said were. Afilu shofat v'lo mebaya poseket. In other words, what are the options? Afilu shofat means even if she were bleeding straight all 7 days, as opposed to if she bled and stopped for 7 days. Well, wouldn't you think adraba? It should be the reverse. Poseket havi alakashtei ri'iyot. Wouldn't you think if she saw blood one day, stopped, then saw blood later in the day or the next day, maybe that would be considered two separate ri'iyot? So why does it say even shofat? It should be even poseket, or okay. So therefore, what do they say? Ela tinoket shelo igiyas mana lirot v'shofat kol shiva. It's not afilu shofat. It's en shi shofat kol shiva in aliriya achat, which would mean what? The poseket. When we say she saw pam rishona pam shnia, it doesn't have to be like you might have thought after 30 days or after 60 days or whatever it is. No, it could be she saw one day, stopped bleeding, and then saw the next day. That's already two ri'iyot. Okay. Amar of Shimi Barchia, midalefet eina kiroa. Okay, now we're going to get to a middle category. There's she's poseket, or she's bleeding straight through, or she's things like it's dripping, okay? Drips rather than a big long flow. Shofat. So first they say something really strange. Midalefet eina kiroa. If she has drips of blood coming out, it's not like she saw blood. So they say, what are you talking about? Baha kachazi, what do you mean? She saw. How could you say that's not like seeing blood? Of course she's tameh. So what do they say? Ema, no, what it means to say is, Eina kishofat ela kiposeket. Okay, if you're going to, what's this middle category? Dripping? Ah, dripping, drip, 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 drip. That's like poseket. Meaning, it's going to count as two ri'iyot. It's not like a flow. So now they say, Michlal de shofat kinahara? Wait a minute. Are you trying to say that the only way we're going to say, what's shofat? It means like she's got a river pouring out of her body? Like, okay, this is really interesting. The rabbis are talking about this. They're saying basically, does it make sense that a woman all throughout her 7 days, there's blood constantly streaming out, right? Wouldn't you imagine a period, you know, they're trying to figure this out, she's not streaming blood all 7 days straight, right? We know sometimes, right, it stops, it comes, it, you know, it's not like, it's more dripping all, you know, sometimes maybe pouring, sometimes dripping. Anyway, what does he say? Ela ema, ena ela kishofat. What they change it to say, no, midalefet, dripping is like shofat, okay? Because most women aren't gushing blood, you know, for 7 days straight. Tanu Rabbanan. Chazaka, okay, a new halacha. Binot Yisrael, ad shelo igiya zmanan, ad shelo igiya leperkan, harehim b'chazkat ta'ara. Okay, so regular girls, until they get to the of age, they're considered tahara. Okay, they're considered not getting their periods. Ve'en hanashim, okay, because of that, we can assume that anything they come in contact with is not tameh, right? No problem. Okay, this is going to be a little unpleasant to think about. Ve'en hanashim bot kototam, okay? Women don't, you don't need the moms to go checking their daughters to make sure they're not bleeding. However, mishehigiu lepirkan, but when they get of age, harehim b'chazkat tumah. You have to assume anything they touch is tameh unless you know otherwise. V'nashim bot kototam, the same way we said the women would check themselves every day, they also have to check the younger girls, okay, or the girls that are already of menstruating age. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, here's interesting, ein bodkinotam b'yad, they shouldn't go in and insert their finger and start checking them with their finger, mipnei shema'av tototam, because they're going to scratch them inside and maybe cause them to bleed or maybe bring on bleeding. So they should definitely not be doing that. So what does he recommend? Right, it's very interesting that they're coming up with recommendations for how women should check their daughters. Elas, I'm assuming it's women checking their own daughters and not women checking other random women, random girls, but elas sechototam b'shemen mibifnim, they put a little bit of shemen inside, umekanchototam mibachutz, and they just wipe them on the outside, behem nivdekot me'alehen. The assumption is if they put a little bit of oil inside, then the and there's blood there, it'll come out with the oil, so when they wipe them, they can just see if there's blood there or not. Okay, a little bit unpleasant to think about. Sometimes you got to be happy that we're not living in a time when Tumen Tara is relevant, right? There's other reasons also, but this is a good one. Rabbi Yossi Omer Me'uberet. Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah. Okay, I don't even have to requote the Mishnah because the Braita is going to quote it, although with one minor difference, which we'll get to right away. Tani Tana Kameja Rabbi Elazar. Okay, the following Tana brought a Braita before Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yossi Omer Me'uberet Uminika Shavu Ala Shalosh Onot Dayashata. If you remember, he had this weird opinion that Me'uberet, it makes sense with the Minika a little bit less so. At what point are you considered, right? Me'uberet, you have to have three onot where you don't see. Remember, we said that basically takes you into 4 months into it. And a Minika has to also not see three onot, and then she'll be in the category of a Me'uberet or Minika and Dayashata. Okay? The one difference between this and our Mishnah is, in our Mishnah it said Dayan Shatan, which makes sense because we're talking about two types of people, Me'uberet Minika, so he says it in plural. Here, he says Me'uberet Minika in this Braita, and it says singular, Daya Shata. So Rabbi Elazar asked the Tana who brought this before him, and he says, Amarle, Patachta Betre V'siyamta Bechade, you started with two women, and you ended in singular form. Dilma, maybe what you meant was Me'uberet Behiminikaka, Marta. Did you mean Me'uberet, who's nursing? Right? You could theoretically be nursing and get pregnant. It's not common, but it happens. Umilta agav orche kamashmalan. Is this what you're trying to teach us? And then he's going to basically suggest something and then raise a question on his suggestion. So are you trying to teach us something, derech agav, like on the side, that what? D'yimei ibura olin la'yimei minikata. D'yimei minikata olin la'yimei ibura. That theoretically you could have, if you want to count three onot, you could combine pregnancy days with nursing days and nursing days with pregnancy days. So we're going to have to understand exactly how this works. Ketzad, okay, how would the, kiditanya, as it says in the following braita. Like, are you trying to teach us this halacha? Yimei ibura olin la liyimei minikata, v'yimei minikata olin la liyimei ibura. Ketzad, so how would this work? Hifsika shtayim b'yimei ibura, let's say within your pregnancy, you didn't see for 2 months straight, ve'achat b'yimei minikata, and one during your nursing days, or shtayim b'yimei minikata, ve'achat b'yimei ibura, or 2 months you didn't see while you were nursing, and then 1 month into your pregnancy, you already have three onot where you haven't seen, we can say dayashata according to Rabbi Yossi. Or achava mechza b'yimei ibura, 1.5 that way, achava mechza b'yimei minikata, right, they're giving all sorts of cases. Mitzrafot legimel onot. Okay, this all adds up to three onot. So now they're going to say like this. Here comes Rabbi Lazar's question. Bishlama yimei ibura olin la yimei minikata. Mishkachat la, and how could you have ibura added to minikata? That makes sense. Mishkachat la deka minika. You were nursing, and you had 2 months, you didn't get your period. Va'az la umiabra, and then you got pregnant, and then you had another month while you were pregnant, or 2 months, 1 month, 1 month, 2 months, whatever it is. 1.5, 1.5, okay, that makes sense. But ela yemei minikata olin la yemei ibura, hechi mishkachala. How could you have a case where you're pregnant and you don't see for 2 months, and then you start nursing and you don't see for another month. In the middle of that, you've given birth, you've bled from birth, and you have all this blood in the middle. You can't possibly have 3 months straight without seeing any blood. So it doesn't make any sense. So they're going to give three possible answers. Ibait ema, bileda yivashta. You could have a dry birth, meaning a birth where you don't bleed at all. Okay, I assume that's pretty rare if it's possible at all. Vibait ema, dam nida lechud, vidam leda lechud. When we talk about having 3 onot without seeing blood, we can basically look at the days you're pregnant, the days you're nursing, and ignore all the dam leda in the middle. So all your dam leda, right? Anything that's bleeding from leda, from birth, we're going to just wipe out of the right? We're going to ignore because that doesn't have anything to do with anything. And then we can count your pregnancy days, and we can add on to that your nursing days, and then you can already say dayashata. Or last answer, ibaidema tanechada. Maybe it really only was referring to one case. And what did we say? It doesn't work in both directions. It works that you could be nursing and then become pregnant, but it doesn't work in the other direction. And maybe that's what you were trying to teach. That's the answer to what he was teaching. Okay, we'll stop here for today.